AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. She's pleading guilty. Prison worker Joyce Mitchell is pleading guilty to helping two killers escape last month from a maximum security prison in Dannemora, New York. Here's our Sandy Kozel with this breaking news.
Authorities said she smuggled hacksaw blades and other tools into the prison by hiding them in frozen meat she placed in a refrigerator in the tailor shop where she worked.
In court just a few moments ago, she admitted giving the inmates those hacksaw blades, chisels, a punch tool, and a screwdriver. She could go to prison for 7 years when she's sentenced. The nuclear deal with Iran is running into skeptical lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Republican Ed Royce is the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
If this agreement goes through, Iran gets a cash bonanza, a boost to its international standing, and a lighted path toward nuclear weapons.
But Secretary of State John Kerry, the chief negotiator of the deal, told him,
"From the day that our negotiations began, Mr. Chairman, we were crystal clear that we would not accept anything less than a good deal, one that would shut off all of those pathways towards fissile material for a nuclear weapon."
This morning, we're learning that Iran wants to take soil samples itself at a site where it is alleged to have experimented with ways of setting off a nuclear weapon. The UN may agree if it's allowed to monitor the process, we're told. President Obama is ending his Africa trip by joking with members of the African Union that he could be reelected if he ran for a third term, though he says he'd rather not run. And of course, he's not constitutionally allowed to. The president was ribbing African leaders who refused to leave office after their terms expire. The Dow is up 82 points. This is AP Radio News. The death of a New York school principal has cast a shadow over a promising experiment in public education. Our Warren Levinson is in New York.
On April 17th, 49-year-old Janine Worrell Breeden threw herself in front of a subway train. Investigators ruled it a suicide. Teachers, pupils, and parents at the fledgling New York City elementary school where she was principal were stunned. But worse was to come. The City Department of Education says her suicide came the same day investigators learned she had fudged answers on a state standardized test taken by her third graders. It's unclear what effect the case will have on the school, a partnership with the Columbia University Teachers College. Columbia says it remains committed to the school, which parents and the education department praised for its openness under Worrell Breeden. Warren Levinson, New York.
George Washington University in Washington will no longer require that most students submit their ACT or SAT scores for admission. They're concerned that some otherwise strong students aren't applying because their test scores are low. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.